This episode is brought to you by Radcasters Podcasting School. If you've been considering starting a podcast but have no idea where to start and really not much in the way of time, head on over to carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide and I will send you the ultimate podcasting guide. This thing is going to cover everything that you need to think about when starting a podcast and give you a rough outline of the costs involved. So that's carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide. Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Hi. I just want to preface this podcast by saying that you may listen to it and be thinking, oh, woe is me, and first world problems, all that kind of jazz. But I just want to say this podcast doesn't end the way it starts. I also think it's really important to be real about what's happening in my life. We're just subjected to a lot of showreels, let's just say, in Facebook land. And so I'm really interested in keeping things real, and that's why I started this podcast. I also want to say that the whole first world problem thing, while it can be good in some respects to get some perspective, you know, there's a whole bunch of really shit stuff going on in the world, and it's easy to think that your problems are minuscule, and maybe they are, but I think it's dangerous to discount our struggle and, you know, discount what's going on in our own lives, because things are relative and struggle is struggle. If you're feeling that it's a struggle, it's a struggle. You don't have to justify to other people that you're feeling it's a struggle. So with that said, I want to talk about the struggle of the last 6 or so weeks for me. Basically, I decided that I was going to start Radcasters Podcasting School. And it's actually live now. There's a group of incredible women involved and they're loving the content and I'm loving being involved. It's like magic stuff. But it's been a struggle getting this thing live. It really has. And I don't mean, like, there's the usual stuff, the launch, the imposter syndrome, you know, all that shit that happens when you're launching something new. Wondering if anyone's gonna give a shit. If, you know, like, are you just going to be completely rejected? Are people going to think you're an idiot? You know, do you have the skills? All that kind of jazz. All that stuff has happened to me too. It's very real. Entrepreneurship, honestly, is the biggest self-development, journey you can go on. So I've gone through all that stuff. Absolutely. But I've also gone through other struggle. So I want to talk a bit about that today, because I think it's important. I think for me, you know, I started on this journey about 6 weeks ago. I had committed that I was going to start my podcasting school. I was excited about it. And then I was just as nervous as fuck, really. I was backpedaling and I was like, oh no, I don't know if I can do this. And then I committed 100%. I'm going to do this regardless. If no one signs up, I'm still going to do this. So around that time, my darling daughter got a weird rash and went to the docs, and he thought it looked consistent with rubella, and so that meant, or German measles, so that meant I had to be in lockdown. Whoa! Sorry, dog just came flying down the beach to me, which meant I had to be in lockdown for a week, which meant that I had no time to do any work on Radcasters because my lady couldn't go to daycare. And then she went back to daycare after it was all cleared, and she basically got this super bug that's doing the rounds, and it consists of days on end of fever bordering on delirium. She lost her voice. I lost my voice. I caught it too, so I was sick for about 10 days. It really knocked me around, and it was hideous. I was planning to go to ProBlogger to promote Radcasters, and I literally lost my voice, which made it very difficult to promote a podcast when you can't talk. And kind of ironic in some ways. So that was that. So first we had the rash, then we had the super bug, which just continued on and on and on. And then my nana passed away, which was heartbreaking. And I had to fly to Melbourne to be with my family and pull Mabel out of care again and, you know, go and spend time with my family when they needed me most. Go to the funeral. I spoke at the funeral and the wake, and then we flew back and ready to launch on Tuesday. And Mabel wakes up with conjunctivitis. So somehow in this crazy whirlwind that has been the last 6 weeks, I've still managed somehow to create this incredible podcasting school, and the feedback that I'm getting has been just amazing, and launch all the while, you know, my life has been certainly a struggle. But there was one thing that I realized, and I think, like, you know, if this had happened to me a year ago, I don't think I would have been prepared for it. I think I would have been resentful. I would have been highly stressed. It probably would have pushed me over the edge, because, I mean, at that point, and previous to that too, like a year ago, I had sleep deprivation to blame. But this time, you know, and before that, I just, you know, I just wasn't really equipped to deal with this kind of pressure. And now I see that, you know, this is really the small stuff, and I'm not talking the sickness, but I'm talking the stress of making sure that my business is running well. And you know, I had to postpone my launch for 2 weeks, which was very hard for me to do because I am a very deadline-driven kind of person. And that was really difficult, but I realized that it doesn't really matter. Like, you come first, your family comes first, the rest of the stuff, it's important, but it's not the stuff that, it's not worth stressing about. It's kind of the small stuff. Money is the small stuff. How you make a living is the small stuff. How you show up in the world is the big stuff. And what you choose to do, you know, with your love and time is definitely the big stuff. But business is the small stuff to me. And what I realized at my nana's funeral was, you know, we were all talking about Nana and how she was just a truly generous person. You know, she was very generous. She was the kind of person that you would go to her house and you would say, "Oh, Nana, I've just had lunch." And she would go, "Oh, that's okay. We'll just have some biscuits," you know. So then she would just pull out the caramel crowns and the chocolate royals, and she would make a cup of tea, and she would put some, you know, cheese spread on some country cheese biscuits, and she would just gently kind of push the plate towards you, like, you know, just have a couple, you know. And that's the kind of person she was. And she didn't stress the small stuff. You know, she knew very well that her main priority was love and family, and so she really lived her life aligned with those things. And it was just a reminder to me that, man, it is so, I've got to take some video to go along with this, because this is just crazy. It's so windy, and it just was a big reminder to me to keep my eye on what's truly important, and that is love. Because at the end of the day, you know, I think it's kind of like motherhood life. You know, it sometimes can be like really shit. It's like right now, I'm standing in the absolute middle of a windstorm. It's crazy. But yeah, like, you can I think it's like motherhood, you know, there's moments where you're just like, oh, fuck, why? And then there's moments where you're like, oh, my God, like I couldn't feel any more love and joy than I do right now. And then particularly with motherhood, because it goes so quickly, you know, that first year is super, super duper tough, but also super duper duper amazing. And it's like after that year's done, or when the child's like an adult and you look back and you're like, oh, those times, they were so precious, but you couldn't see it in the moment, because that's the benefit of hindsight, isn't it? That you can look back on things in a different place because you're not emotionally in that space. And it just highlighted to me that I want to live like that with foresight, because I feel like at the end of my life, I'm going to look back and I'm going to go, you know what? This has been amazing. It has been, like, this planet is amazing. Like, I'm standing here on the beach. It's blowing a gale. There's like storm clouds all around me, and then there's blue sky, and there's birds, and there's, you know, like, it's just magic, magic. And most of our life, we're so caught up in other shit that we don't see it for the beauty and the magic that it is, life in general. And, you know, I also think it's really okay. Like, it would be fine if I was standing here crying because I was in a really bad place. Like, that's okay too. It's still part of the magic. It's all part of the magic. And that's why I think when we say things like first world problems, we're discounting life for what it really is, highs and lows. You know, to experience the full love and joy and happiness and, you know, ecstasy and all those amazing feelings, you have to also be able to experience the deep lows and the sads and, you know, and the anger and resentment. You have to have one to have the other. It's just the equilibrium of life. I think that's what I'm talking about. Equilibrium, is that the right word? Or am I just using big words that I don't understand? Anyway, that's pretty much it from me today. I just really wanted to say, you know, if life's throwing you a whole bunch of shit right now, just know that overall it's magic, and you're going to have an equal high to balance out this low. And if you're struggling right now, that's okay, because soon enough there'll be ease and flow. I promise you. And that's it from me today. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out. This episode is brought to you by Radcasters Podcasting School. If you've been considering starting a podcast but have no idea where to start and really not much in the way of time, head on over to carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide, and I will send you the ultimate podcasting guide. This thing is going to cover everything that you need to think about when starting a podcast and give you a rough outline of the costs involved. So that's carlynimmo.com/ultimate guide.